1620-94.5 WTAW. Here's some of the audio from the portion of the Texas Board of Criminal Justice meeting. This is the board that oversees the operation of the state prison system. Board questions regarding the efforts to reduce contraband in state prisons. First comments from the board chairman, Eric Nichols.
My general takeaway from this is that that the lockdown of last year served the purposes that that were intended. And I think all of us as board members, when we go out to units, hopefully we're not projecting, but I know I can feel it. I don't know if other members of the board feel the same way, that that it has made a difference in terms of, and I just anecdotal feedback from talking with members of the population, talking with correctional staff, I think that's been borne out. So really appreciate all of the efforts. Obviously, another takeaway is that we still have, and I'm sure you all would agree, that we still have some work to do on the inmate self-harm front, and I know that we can't do it today, but obviously I think the board would like an update at some point about the inmate self-harm initiatives that are being rolled out across the system, so would certainly ask for you all to think about that. And then just a quick question, when we're talking about the cell phone interdiction, jamming, the drone detection, I'll turn it over to you, but also maybe to Mr. Collier. Are we still at the point, and I appreciate Mr. Babcock, you raising the fact that we were able to help one of our federal facilities on this, okay? So my question is, you know what's coming. Do we still need some help from federal authorities to make sure that we've got all the tools that we need and can deploy to make sure that we're doing the very best we can to limit the use of contraband cell phones and also the potential scourge of drone interaction with our units?
Next comments from the director of the state prison system, Brian Collier.
We still need help from the federal authorities. We need the continued help in looking at the real solution on the cell phone issue would be jamming, or what they call micro jamming, where you can control the area of that. So I think we continue as an industry to push for that, and we continue to work with the FCC on the ability to be able to do that, because federal prisons can do jamming, state prisons cannot, and trying to get through that hurdle. There were several directors, to include myself, in April. We were in Washington, D.C., met with many members on that issue as well as the drone issue. Fortunately, the drone discussions that we had ended up allowing some language to be in the new proposed language related to drones that would prohibit drones from being flown over correctional facilities. And we know most of the people who fly drones over our facilities to drop contraband aren't probably going to pay attention to that. But nonetheless, having that in the law will be a benefit to us in the long run. And I think the mobile assessment, so the FCC has given us the mobile assessment that Mr. Babcock talked about. There's a process that makes it cleaner with a new tool that has basically been blessed by the FCC. If you utilize that equipment for the detection, then you can avoid having to have a court order to cut the phone off. Basically, if you find a phone through that type of equipment, so we are working with our phone vendor now to be able to try that equipment in Texas. It's actually, I think South Carolina is the only site where that's actually in play.
From the cell phone detection, I was just curious, it was a trial period here and some good results. Is that something that Mr. Collier addressed, but is that something that's going to be rolled out to all of our units?
It would depend on funding.
Right now, we're not really funded for the drone detection piece. That's something that is not nearly as expensive as some of the other technologies. So we are working to figure out how we could potentially do that in the future. But it's not one right now that we're ready to deploy. We were testing really to see, is that technology solid? Is it, and which ones of those technology vendors really stands out? And it worked very well in all the locations that we tried it. So we're pleased with that. And I think moving forward with some options this session would be what we'd work toward.
And then as far as the cell phone detection and bricking those cell phone units, that we still need approval in order to use those?
The current process is if we identify a cell phone through our managed access systems, it basically stops the phone from getting out. We have two of those, McConnell and Stiles. So it's a managed system there that comes with our phone contract. The mobile assessments currently would require a court order. So basically, we work with OIG. OIG works through the process to issue a court order. The new technology that's been blessed by the FCC would allow you, if you found the phone under that technology, then basically you can skip the court order piece and you can go straight to the cell phone carrier and they'll brick the phone, so to speak, or turn it off.
Next, a question asked by the vice chair of the Texas Board of Criminal Justice, Faith Johnson, answered by Rich Babcock, who is a deputy director in the state prison system.
You mentioned that when you were talking about your G5 and now giving them tablets, that one of your concerns were the malicious intent. And I'm assuming maybe it's not just with our G5, it might be with others too. But give us an example of some of the malicious intent that they can use the tablets for. I was just wondering about that.
We've discovered since the introduction of tablets statewide that they can be manipulated in ways to where they can get into the places that we don't want them to go. We also have there's a market, a black market out there for them. We have a list of inmates that they will arrive on a unit and say that they do not have their tablet any longer. But when we investigate it, we find that they sold it to another inmate. So there's trafficking and trading involved in it. And then there is, as I said, altering the system and altering that tablet to where they can access things that we don't want them to have access to. And then communicate in ways with people that we don't want them to communicate to that also supports their intention of introduction of contraband into the facility.
So we can't prevent them from altering those tablets, and is that happening a lot?
It's not a lot, but it's enough to raise concern. And then there's the fear of, as they get better and they educate others, because they're in a confined place where they do educate one another. So it's kind of a cat and mouse game. As they get better, we get better.
Wow.
And we try to stay a step ahead.
This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.